The official unemployment rate is the percentage of Americans looking for work who can't find it, 9.5%.
But the Labor Department releases a lot of numbers in their weekly reports, including the numbers of underemployed, those who have part-time work and may need full-time hours.
And then there are the discouraged. These are the folks that have stopped looking altogether.
They've sent hundreds of resumes, placed daily calls that aren't returned, dressed in suits dozens of times for interviews where the waiting room is crowded with other applicants.
If we added the discouraged into our current numbers, unemployment would be over 10% and rising.
The census is over, but we're still counting every last unemployed American. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, August 11th. And as always, when we talk about unemployment, we are already getting stories from listeners.
My name is Sarah. I've been looking for a job for over 4 months. I've spent a lot of money advertising to no avail. Very hard, and I've given up hope.
And that's what we're talking about.
Discouraged worker there.
Yeah, giving up hope is the same as the numbers of people, and they say 1.2 million, something like that, since just in the spring.
Stop looking for work.
Yeah, and we're wondering, we want to get more of these stories for you. Have you stopped looking? If so, why? Or at what point would you stop looking? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE, and we're going to talk more about this in just a few minutes.
Let's get a check of the morning's top news stories, though. The final fix of that blown-out well in the Gulf of Mexico is on hold for now because, once again, stormy weather is threatening the site. BP's Vice President Kent Wells is standing his crews down for now.
We wouldn't want to be in the middle of a critical operation while we've got potentially a tropical storm going by.
That final relief well fix was due to be finished by the end of the week, but the weather delay will put that back by a couple of days at least. There's a 300-foot gash in a mountainside in southern Alaska where the plane carrying former Senator Ted Stevens crashed earlier this week. The veteran Alaska senator and four other passengers died in the accident. He was a former senator at the time of his death. Debbie Herzman from the National Transportation Safety Board says the crash debris is all in one spot.
All four corners of the aircraft were identified, the nose, the tail, and the two wings, and the aircraft was largely intact.
Federal investigators are working at the site today looking for clues as to why the crash happened. Four survivors are being treated in an Anchorage hospital.
In Rwanda, Paul Kagame has been reelected to serve as president for a second term. The Electoral Commission says he secured 93% of the vote.
Congress is back on vacation after being called in to work yesterday to vote for a $26 billion jobs bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced the vote.
The yeas are 247. The nays are 161.
And President Obama signed that bill on the same day the vote passed. 160,000 teachers are expected to keep their jobs as a result of the $26 billion bill. In the next few minutes, astronauts at the International Space Station will be gearing up for a spacewalk to hopefully fix a faulty cooling pump that's spewing toxic coolant and needs to be replaced.
President Obama sits down later with his national security team to talk about Iraq. All the heavy hitters will be there in the Situation Room, including Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Defense Secretary Robert Gates, National Security Advisor James Jones, and by video conference, the U.S. commander in Iraq, General Ray Odierno. And airlines are getting more passengers off the ground faster. The number of flights that sit on the tarmac has dropped dramatically from this time last year. In June, just three airlines kept passengers on the tarmac for more than 3 hours. Last June, more than 200 flights got stuck on the ground for that long. Airlines are adjusting their flight schedules to avoid those long delays. Looking at the markets, futures are down. The Dow will start at 10,644, the S&P at 1,121, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,477. So later in the hour, we'll talk to author Mary Roach, and she'll say why NASA needs to think about sex and zero-gravity bathrooms in space. Her new book's called Packing for Mars.
Well, the astronauts are worried about their cooling system up there in space, even as we speak. Things that have changed forever, that's what we're thinking about this morning. The U.S. economy has caused people to give up even thinking about looking for work. What's changed for you? 877-8-MY-TAKE or go to thetakeaway.org and leave a story of what's changed forever for you. The recession, regionally, so much has changed.